two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday, the 19th day of January. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 32 degrees.
Got a lot of problems, including I-15 now through Midvale and Sandy. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
A high wind warning remains in place right now for parts of northern Utah where gusts could reach close to 70 miles an hour. KSL News Radio's Don Wojcik joins us live from the scene in Davis County where he has spent the entire morning and found several problems along the way. John?
Yeah, Tim, these high winds started to develop late last night, and now we're getting the worst of it this morning. Gusts of 69 miles per hour were reported on US 89 at Park Lane and 67 miles per hour at Ogden Peak. We've received reports of a semi or two flipped near Brigham City and also trees uprooted in residential areas near Washington Terrace and South Ogden. Where I'm at, driving around Davis County, it's mainly garbage cans that have blown into the street. And then, of course, you've got some trash that's gotten loose and is blown around. You can expect gusts of this magnitude to continue for a couple of hours, then taper off a bit at noon, and then again around 2 o'clock. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Over 2,700 customers are currently without power in West Jordan right now. Rocky Mountain Power says crews have been dispatched and they'll start repairs as soon as possible. We also have several smaller outages spread out from Centerville to North Ogden.
One more thing the wind has caused this morning. The Weber School District says because of the power outages and safety precautions, bus pickups and school start times are now delayed by 2 hours. The Ogden School District, however, says classes are starting as normal this morning.
Eye on the Hill 2021.
State legislative leaders say they are ready to help Utahns.
I think 2021 is the year of a tax cut.
The legislative session begins today with some big priorities in the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage.
They set aside $80 million last year for a tax cut, but held on to it during pandemic worries. Now, Senate President Stuart Adams says Utahns need that money.
Social Security tax on the military. And, you know, we have large families in Utah. And the dependent care was taken away with the federal tax reform for dependent children.
Top issues are education funding, infrastructure, police reform, and mental health. The Capitol is closed to the public for now, but the online options are even broader to participate in the session. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Last year's gubernatorial election has helped convince a couple of Utah lawmakers it's time to change the way we conduct primary elections. KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff continues our team coverage.
Last summer, Governor Spencer Cox won the Republican nomination with just 37% of the vote, beating out former Governor John Huntsman by just 3%. That has helped convince Representative Mike Winter to sponsor House Bill 127, which would let people vote for up to five candidates, ranking them in order of preference. If a candidate failed to get more than 50% of the vote, then second choices would be brought in, followed by third choices, and so on, until one candidate had at least a majority of the vote. Utah County Clerk and Auditor Amelia Powers-Gardner tells the Deseret News they used a ranked choice voting system in the municipal elections in Payson and Vineyard in 2019, and voters gave it an 80% approval rating. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President-elect Joe Biden is promising to hit the ground running on his first day in office this week, as soon as he takes the oath of office tomorrow.
Biden's top priorities, getting the COVID-19 pandemic under control. To do that, he's pledging for his first 100 days in office, 100 million vaccine shots, reopening the majority of kindergarten through eighth grade schools, and calling on Americans to use masks. Biden last week rolling out an ambitious and very expensive relief measure that he wants Congress to turn into legislation for him to sign.
ABC's Karen Travers reporting.
With security measures in Washington rising in anticipation for Wednesday's inauguration, the FBI is still continuing their investigation into hundreds of people who stormed the Capitol. ABC's Kenneth Moten has more.
The FBI is targeting nearly 300 suspects who stormed the Capitol, combing through 200,000 videos and photographs, many of the tips coming from the suspects' own family members. Overnight, police announcing the arrest of Riley Williams, the woman accused of stealing a computer from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office with the intention of selling it to Russia's intelligence service. The warrant for her arrest revealing it was a former romantic partner of Williams who alerted the FBI.
Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen is calling on Congress to do more to fight a deep pandemic-induced recession. She says that without further action, the U.S. risks a longer, more painful recession now and long-term scarring of the economy later. Yellen would be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department if confirmed. She was the nation's first female chair of the Federal Reserve.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.